futures weighed on feeder cattle futures Thursday. U.S. consumers reduced their restaurant visits in the second quarter of this year amid rising inflation and menu prices. Coming up on your Cattle Current Market Update with Wes Ishmael. Howdy to all. This is Wes Ishmael with your Cattle Current Market Update for Thursday night and Friday morning, the 29th of July. Feeder cattle futures closed an average of $1.55 lower Thursday, beneath the weight of higher corn futures, which were 14 to 16 cents higher through new crop contracts, and then mostly 9 to 11 cents higher. Soybean futures closed mostly 27 to 31 cents higher. Both were supported by the hotter, drier weather forecast in the Corn Belt. Live cattle futures closed narrowly mixed, from an average of 37 cents lower to an average of 15 cents higher, supported by positive weekly export sales, but pressured from lower cash prices and weaker wholesale beef values. Negotiated cash-fed cattle trade ranged from limited on light demand to mostly inactive on light demand through Thursday afternoon, with too few transactions to trend, according to the Agricultural Marketing Service. So far this week, live prices are a dollar lower in the Southern Plains at $135 a hundredweight, $1 to $5.50 lower in Nebraska at $138, and steady in the Western Corn Belt at $141 to $145. Dress prices are $2 lower in Nebraska at $225, and they're $3 to $7 lower in the Western Corn Belt at $224 to $225. Choice box beef cutout value was 22 cents lower Thursday afternoon at $267.77 a hundredweight. Select was a dollar lower at $240.81. Net U.S. beef export sales of 25,300 metric tons were 6% more than the previous week and 66% more than the prior four-week average, according to the U.S. export sales report for the week ending July 21st. Increases were primarily for South Korea, Japan, China, Taiwan, and Mexico. Calves and feeder cattle continued to trade mainly higher at the weekly Thursday auctions monitored by Cattle Current. At Mitchell Livestock Auction in South Dakota, there was no trend for light steers due to the previous week's narrow offering. However, sharply higher prices were noted for large load lots of steers weighing more than 1,000 pounds. Heifers weighing 850 to 950 sold $2 to $4 higher. There are 6,039 head on offer. Steers weighing 400 to 800 pounds sold $10 to $15 higher at Winter Livestock in Pratt, Kansas, while steers weighing 800 to 950 sold $4 to $7 higher. Yearling heifers weighing 600 to 800 pounds traded steady to $2 lower, but feeder heifers weighing 800 to 950 pounds sold $3 to $5 higher. Heifer calves weighing 400 to 600 pounds sold $6 to $10 higher. There are 4,125 head on offer. Feeder steers and heifers sold $2 to $6 higher at Woodward Livestock Auction in Oklahoma. Steer calves sold $5 to $10 higher, and heifer calves traded $5 higher with instances of $15 higher. There are 3,608 head on offer. Higher undertones were noted for steers weighing less than 750 pounds at Farmers and Ranchers Livestock Commission in Salina, Kansas, where there are 3,519 head. Steers weighing 750 to 800 pounds sold $5 lower, but $2 to $5 higher at 850 to 900 pounds, and $6 higher at 1,000 pounds. Higher undertones were noted for heifers weighing less than 700 pounds, and then steady to $2 higher at 700 to 850 pounds. Finally, feeder steers and heifers sold mostly $1 to $4 higher at Tuya Livestock Auction in Texas, with 1,606 head on offer.
Whoa! Herefords are the efficiency experts for a reason. In crossbreeding systems, Herefords boost pregnancy rates by 7% and add $30 per head in feed yard profitability. And Hereford genetics bring unrivaled hybrid vigor, longevity, and disposition. Now that'll stop you in your tracks. Come home to Hereford for more pounds, more calves, and more profit. Visit Hereford.org for a sale near you.
Major U.S. financial indices closed higher again Thursday, apparently driven by strong quarterly earnings reports from Apple and Amazon. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed 332 points higher, the S&P 500 closed 48 points higher, and the NASDAQ was up 130 points. West Texas Intermediate Crude Oil Futures on the CME closed from 43 cents to 84 cents lower through the front six contracts. U.S. consumers reduced their restaurant visits in the second quarter of this year amid rising inflation and menu prices, according to the NPD Group. Physical and online restaurant traffic declined 2% year-over-year in the second quarter, and it was 6% below the pre-pandemic level in the second quarter of 2019. Consumer restaurant spending for the quarter, which reflects higher costs in contrast to increased visits, was 2% higher year-over-year and 3% more than the same quarter in 2019. We see three ways consumers respond to higher menu prices. They trade down to lower-priced items, cut back on the number of items ordered, or reduce restaurant visits altogether, says David Portal-Latin, NPD Food Industry Advisor. He explains operators and manufacturers can win in this environment by differentiating value, understanding that value doesn't always translate to the lowest price. He says quality and value become a critical differentiator when consumers spend on a restaurant meal during these challenging times. Visits to quick service restaurants represented 82% of total restaurant traffic in the second quarter. They were 2% less year-over-year and 3% less than the pre-pandemic level for the same period in 2019. Quick service fast casual restaurant traffic was 1% less than a year ago, but 8% more than the same quarter in 2019. Full-service restaurant visits represented 18% of restaurant visits in the second quarter. They were 3% less than a year earlier and 20% less than the second quarter of 2019. That's your Cattle Current Market Update for Thursday night and Friday morning, the 29th of July. This is Wes Ishmael. Thanks for listening.